morning from the NFL draft. The sun is rising over the buildings as we speak. It's a little chilly, but I think it's going to warm up and just be a perfect day for fans on this first day. And Claude Molinari, president and CEO of Visit Detroit, is on the phone. And when you looked at the weather forecast, you must have been like, thank you.
Oh, no doubt, champion. This is like a dream come true, because yesterday it was pretty chilly. So today I'm really excited that we're going to have much better weather.
It's clear and it's dry.
Exactly.
Claude.
Yes.
I mean,
no
precipitation.
That's right.
Bluebird morning.
Yes, and we're going to have some sun today, and it's really exciting because it's the opening of the draft, and, you know, Hart Plaza is going to be filled with people interacting in the NFL fan zone. It's going to be great.
First question for you. I heard that the download numbers for the One Pass, which is people intending to come down here, are just enormous.
Yes, it's really been a very well-received event. The NFL One Pass download has really been off the chain here. And then we encourage everybody to continue to fill that up. We want to set a record here in Detroit, but, you know, I would suggest everyone go to visitdetroit.com, have a plan, consider using mass transit, and be flexible and patient today. We're going to have a lot of people depending upon the city.
Claude, you know, when Super Bowl 40 was here back in 2006, you know, Detroit was on the national stage. But I really look at this as kind of like Detroit's coming out party, because it is so much different now than it was then, and it just looks wonderful down here in the city.
Oh, there's no question about it. I think that, you know, the whole downtown has completely changed. I mean, Woodward Avenue and all of the stores and the restaurants and the attractions that are there now. And again, you know, I think that people are going to enjoy the fact that not only is it downtown, but it's Greektown, Eastern Market, District Detroit, Draft in the D, Corktown. We've got all these exciting areas all jazzed up and ready to go with attractions and startups. So we're very excited about what's going to happen.
The entire city downtown, each side of the street is wrapped in these beautiful graphic arts depictions of football, past, present, future. And we should point out there's some great sponsors down here. Bud Light, Lowe's, Rocket Mortgage, Verizon, Visa. You've had some great corporate partners in this.
Oh, it's been so critical. You know, we could not have hosted this event without our philanthropic and our business partners who have really stepped up and embraced this. And I think they're feeling the same, you know, vibe that Detroit is really coming out. And this is our ability, you know, using the NFL draft as a platform to really showcase just how amazing Detroit, Southeast Michigan, and the state of Michigan is, and I think this is going to have a lasting legacy.
Claude, after all the planning, the years of planning, where will you be enjoying this draft?
I'm going to be all over the place. You know, I'm going to every focus of this city from, you know, all the places I already mentioned, I'm going to be visiting. I'll certainly be at the draft stage area tonight, maybe, you know, enjoying the crowd and really you know, it's 3 days of super fun, and I think that Saturday also is really going to be a great family day. You know, we're hoping that people really take advantage of you know, all 3 days. And certainly, you know, tonight is going to be electric with the first round. Tomorrow is going to be really exciting with the next rounds of picks. And then Saturday, I think, is going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be 70-odd degrees out there.
Right.
And I think that's a great day to, you know, bring your family down and really enjoy all the things that, you know, this event has to offer.
Claude, I don't know how much your phone has been ringing, but I believe you expect it to really start ringing once this is done and people see Detroit on that national stage and people talk about Detroit when they leave here, how wonderful it is. I'm sure we want to get more big events like this, and I'm sure your phone is going to be ringing off the hook.
Well, you know, we've been really getting a lot of interest ever since the National Football League put their stamp on us. I think that that's been extremely exciting for us. And, you know, somebody had just recently, what are you going to do after the draft? And I said, we've got 60 RFPs in some form or of closing right now. So we're excited about what's going on, and I think that Detroit is reintroducing ourselves on a big stage, and I think that with the drone shots and all the overhead and 60 million people watching on TV, I think a lot of people are going to have to change their perception of our city, our region, and our state.
I just we've been talking about it, but now that I saw it yesterday, just the footprint, it's not just downtown. It's Hart Plaza. I was at the corner ballpark yesterday, and, you know, all NFL people were over there as well. It's all over town.
Well, no doubt. And, Columbia Street has an activation. Beacon Park has an activation. Monroe Street has an activation. Eastern Market. I could just go on. I mean, there's so many exciting things about this. And really, it's almost like a giant block party that goes over, 100 blocks. And we're so, I can't stop saying the word excited. But, I think our team has really leaned in on making sure that this is an inclusive event for everybody. And if you're, tonight is going to be very similar to the ball dropping on Times Square on New Year's Eve in New York, where there's going to be a huge crowd, in Campus Martius and Cadillac Square. But, if you're just a little bit on the outside of that, we're still having video boards and audio, all around the city. So wherever you are, you're not far away from, being right as part of the experience.
Well, this is also an amazing opportunity for homegrown Detroit businesses as well. Yesterday, we ran into a wonderful man, a Yemeni man who has Shabam Coffee.
Yeah.
He's going to be having a spot down here for the love of cheesecake. I mean, and wherever you look, it used to be you had to look hard to find a place to have a meal in downtown Detroit. Now it's like the United Nations of ethnic food.
It is.
That is such a great point. More than 60 Detroit businesses have contracts with the National Football League on this event. Everything from decor to food and beverage to furniture rental to, there's just all levels of interaction and involvement with local Detroiters. And we really appreciate that the National Football League has been so open to doing business, with smaller vendors who are, put on a platform that maybe they've never seen before. And again, I think that having a living legacy where we're going to be leaving $1 million of investment in literacy and active play for students is also just another cherry on the top of what has been a spectacular event. And we're just about to start it today.
Well, you're right. It is a platform, but more than a platform, I think it's a launching pad for these local businesses, for the city, for Detroiters that want to re-experience their hometown. This is the opportunity of a lifetime. Claude, we thank you so much for what you've done.
Yeah, Claude, I mean, after all of the planning, all of the hard work, hundreds of people have put this together. Congratulations in advance.
Job well done.
Thank you so much. And you're right, though. It has been hundreds and thousands of people working on this, and certainly I'm a small part of a very big project.
Claude Molinari, President and CEO of Visit Detroit, thank you for your time. Coming up live from downtown Detroit, we're going to be talking about the economic benefit. It's not just about X's and O's and draft prospects. It's about economic benefit for our town. That's next on JR Morning.